Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors, and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of limon y sal. Modelo Chelada, bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Well, we got the Rotten Tomatoes game. We got the news coming up as well. And Dunnigan is funny as ever doing both those. First, Geico, do you own, do you rent? Well, you probably do one or the other, right? How about you do a little bundling with Geico? You go to geico.com. They make it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too. You got so much to do these days. Why not make it easy on yourself? Get it all under one roof. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. See just how much you could save when you go to Geico. That is geico.com.
Listen to that noise. That's a high falsetto voice. That can only mean one thing, and you can feel it.
Got some names of flicks. And the gang makes their picks, guessing if it's rotten or fresh.
If they guess it exactly, we'll get a bonus five.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it. Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
All right, I don't know what the theme is, but I'm hoping that it fits with Kyle.
Well, the holidays are upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And even though this is the season for 20-something Instagram models to pose in skimpy Santa suits for 40-year-old dudes in ugly Christmas sweaters, let's try and remember that this time of year is really for the kids. In honor of these tiny adults, this week we're featuring movies with memorable performances by kids.
Mm.
For the first time, we'll do an actual Christmas crossover for the first film, starring one of the biggest child stars of the 1990s. Macaulay Culkin plays Kevin McAllister, a pain-in-the-ass little brat who's accidentally left behind for Christmas and has to defend his home from hapless burglars. Joe Pesci, Daniel Stern, Catherine O'Hara, and John Candy all co-star in 1990's Home Alone.
I forgot John Candy was in this one.
He was the polka player, right? In the back of the van, driving her back to where she's from.
That's right. Yeah.
And then every year the meme comes out of their house going, what did Mr. McAllister do for a living that he got that house in Chicago with 9 people living in it and then goes to Paris in the sequel?
Right. Yeah.
It's a mansion.
That was back when Macaulay was hot.
Oh, Michael Jackson?
Hey, hi, me. Yay.
Yeah. Oh, you, that's right. You guys.
You knew him.
You hung out for a while, right?
Oh, I knew him.
Well, yeah.
That was a little weird, though, right? A fully adult male hanging out with an 11-year-old child.
It was just love and sleeping in the bed with the little boy.
Yeah, but don't you think it's strange to be a 40-something-year-old guy who sleeps in a bed with the 10-year-old kid?
I gotta go.
Oh, just like that.
That was one of the best one-off jokes on SNL ever. Tim Meadows was playing Michael Jackson, and his manager is trying to teach him how to date. And he goes, "He's like, we got a sexy name like Macaulay." Stupid joke.
All right. This is weird because the first one's the first one that people like it. It was fun. It's not a critical darling, but. It's like fun. Is this a John Hughes film?
John Hughes written, Chris Columbus directed. I believe it was his debut.
Mm.
Who went on to do Harry Potter and he, you know, famous director, obviously.
I'm gonna say people like that. We give a couple extra points to the Christmas films. I'm going to say Fresh at 66.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the critics were a little hard on this because it was like kid stuff. The one thing that could burn me is like contemporaneous or contemporary reviews that are like nicer. I went 62.
Interesting. I felt like I feel like they're going to be a little kinder to this because it has become sort of a Christmas classic. It did have a sequel. I said 73.
Kyle?
I think this is actually very well reviewed. I'm going to go with 93.
Oh, my.
93.
I think this is very well reviewed.
Somebody hit a bullseye. We got a 5-point deduction. Home Alone is fresh at 66%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got right out of the gate with a Bill Burgee, everybody.
Hot off the success of M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Sense, little Haley Joel Osment was cast alongside Kevin Spacey and Helen Hunt in a movie about the importance of making the world a better place. When someone does you a big favor, don't pay it back. Pay it forward. Based on the book of the same name from 2000, Pay It Forward.
This is like the bucket list. Nobody had heard of this phrase until
the movie. Yeah, this phrase had a much longer shelf life than the movie. Yeah. Much longer.
I have no interest in this genre of film. I just have no interest in it. Really? I have no idea if it's good or bad.
I'll be honest, I hate this movie.
All right, well, I've seen it, so, I mean, I've heard of it. I never saw the movie. Pay It Forward. Now, it's probably, I don't know, what is this movie about?
Okay. So basically the kid becomes a phenomenon. Like, I think he becomes like a famous, like minor celebrity by doing nice things for people, like paying it forward. Basically, that's where the term came from. Like, I think John Bon Jovi plays like a homeless person or a heroin addict or something. And like, he takes him in. It's a bizarre movie.
Isn't Kevin Spacey supposed to be like a teacher or a principal or something?
Something. There's some bullshit about something. Okay.
Jeff Goldblum, did you see this movie?
Yes. Wonderful film. No dinosaurs. And I was waiting for a dinosaur. But was confused what was being paid forward. Brian, do you know? It just says it.
It's like goodwill or nice deeds or something. Mm.
Where's that Kevin Spacey been?
Yeah, I think he got into some difficulty. Yeah. He may have got Me Too'd or We Too'd or something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people pay it forward to Jeff Goldblum because he's considered a zaddy, which is like a super hot, sexy daddy guy.
Sexy daddy, yes. I give this film one tomato.
Did you? Wait a second. Did you see this film, or do you just say yes every time someone speaks here?
I did not see this film. Yes. Yes, I did.
Wait, all right, I'm confused.
Not see this film, yes.
Say yes all the time.
Yes.
All right, let's try this again. I'll pick another subject. Do you have genital herpes?
Yes, I do not, yes.
Wait a minute. So I'm confused. All right, let's pretend we're at a restaurant, and I'm your waiter. Okay, and you just ordered a martini. Would you like a gin martini or a vodka martini?
I don't drink martinis, so your analogy, Mr.
Okay, let's just say
not correct.
All right, let's just say you ordered a shrimp cocktail.
Okay,
I noticed there's two of you. Would we do five shrimp? Would you like a sixth shrimp?
No. I would only eat about four shrimp. So
no, but you're with somebody.
An analogy of shrimps.
No, you can't eat all the shrimp. You're with somebody. Yeah.
You're on a date.
Minus one. Yes. The answer is yes.
So yes. Yes, more shrimp.
Shrimp.
All right. Let's try this again. Now you've ordered a steak.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like it medium,
yes,
or medium rare, or well done?
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't have it. It can't be well done and rare.
Okay, give me those choices one more time.
You get rare.
Yes.
Medium.
Yeah. Yes.
And well done.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, you can't do
rare, medium, well done.
Are you asking?
But I can't.
Waiter.
Yeah.
Rare, medium, well done, please.
Yeah. See, that
yes,
that
yes,
can't.
Yes.
All right, let's fix this. I'm at a Starbucks. I'm a barista at a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. You've ordered a coffee.
Interesting. There used to be a Baristasaurus. It was a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur.
it was a dinosaur that would give you coffee.
You ordered a latte. Would you like a small, a medium, or a large?
Yes. All to those. I would like three coffees, one small, one medium, one large.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense. You want three steaks?
Yes.
So you want... All right.
Yes. Three steaks and three coffees, please, waiter. Thank you. Wrap it up. I will be eating them later.
Should be taking the stuff.
Yes. Doggy bag.
Do you want, when you want, did you valet park? Because I can stamp the valet.
I valeted with my Uber. Yes.
Oh. No. No. Do you need a valet? Do you need a stamp for the valet?
Yes. Please, waiter, please stamp my ticket. I would like a valet, please. Yes.
No, I mean, you Ubered over, so you don't need the valet.
Yes, right here, Uber driver. This will be fine. You may leave. Yes.
All right. So, if you Ubered over, I'm not going to validate your parking.
Well, that's cruel of you. You're being cruel. I'm a patron of this restaurant. I would like my ticket stamped, please, sir.
All right. If you want to order a souffle, you have to put your order in with the entree because it can take about a half hour to make the souffle.
Yes, it takes a while to make a master souffle. So I would like to put in my order now, yes.
So is that yes?
Yes.
You want the lemon or the chocolate?
Yes, put the sprinkle some lemon on that chocolate.
No, we do the lemon.
I love a little lemon twist on my chocolate.
We don't do that. We do either the lemon souffle or we do
I am leaving your establishment, sir, and going to a place that has a lemon chocolate souffle.
Well, good luck scouring the Southland. There's not many places open, and I happen to know firsthand that nobody does a lemon souffle. So, and I'm sorry. Did you want the extra shrimp?
Yes.
Okay, so six shrimp.
Yes. Minus two, please.
So he doesn't.
Wait a minute. That's four. You want four shrimp?
Four shrimp. Yes. Five. Yes. Minus one. Six. Minus two.
We don't do minus shrimp. We do a five shrimp cocktail. But a lot of times,
I'm leaving. You don't have my lemon souffle anyway. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're just going to Uber home?
Yes, in my car. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, do you drive the Uber?
Wait, you drive the Uber?
Yes. Of course, I have to make a few extra bucks on the side. So I.
Okay.
You're not making enough off those apartment commercials?
Apartments.com. Change your apartment to change the world. Yes.
Yes. So you do make enough.
Yes.
All right. So cancel the shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Uber. I no longer drive for Uber anymore.
Mm. Oh. Okay, so cancel the shrimp.
Yes.
Cancel the souffle.
Yes.
Cancel the coffees.
Mm-hmm.
And the three steaks.
Hey, you've got it now, yes. Yes. To all, good night, yes.
And scene. That's funny. Mm-hmm. All right, the great Jeff Goldblum. What the fuck movie were we talking about?
Pay it forward, which he's not in.
Goldblum's not even in that? All right. This could be one of those movies that gets punished at, 39%, or it could be one that people like it. They like the good vibes of it. Mm-hmm. I have no frickin' idea. The only one who's seen it is Brian, and he hated it, but that doesn't always help. mean that much.
Unlike everyone else, I hated it.
I am going to give it a tepid 71.
Whoa.
This movie is dog shit. Peter Travers of Rolling Stone, the year this came out, on his worst of the year list, put this in the number one and number two spot because one spot wasn't bad enough for this movie. There might be some points, Adam. You might be in luck because there's a lot of star power in here, but this is a shitty movie. And I wrote down before you said it, 39.
Wow. Oh, no. I cursed myself with the 39.
I was locked in before Jeff Goldblum came at 43.
Hmm. I bet the audience liked it way less. So this feels like something critics would like to say they like. But I'm going to go 42.
We've got another bullseye.
Oh, no. If it's 39, Damn. I'm going to fucking throw myself off this stool.
And just like that, the game turns around. Pay It Forward is rotten at 39.
Oh, yes! He said it!
Jesus Christ!
Yes!
You never listen to yourself.
I know.
He said it.
I know.
The audience loved it.
You got to start listening 27. To yourself and not listening to Brian.
I know. Well, I he said it was shit.
He said it was shit.
People had it at 77. They seemed to like it more. All right. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Sean Penn stars in this next film as a mentally challenged father trying to raise his little girl and keep her out of foster care, while Penn's performance has been characterized as going, quote, full retard. It's the breakout role of 6-year-old Dakota Fanning that really stands out years later. Michelle Pfeiffer co-stars.
Wow.
2001's I Am Sam.
Did not know that was Dakota Fanning.
This is 2001, Yeah, it's a nice movie. It did a nice job of it. Trying to figure.
Had to have been nominated, right? Because of what
No,
he did.
And that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Wait, well, we can verify. I don't think he was.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was automatic nomination.
I feel like this is the last mentally handicapped movie that an actor did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're not allowed to do them anymore unless they actually star people that are mentally handicapped, and then that makes it tougher with call times and sides. And
Sean Penn was nominated.
He was nominated.
I was wrong. I apologize.
Okay.
All right. I got to get back into this game, and I'm going to go. I think this is pre-punishment for these kinds of movies.
Oh yeah. This is people celebrated this. I feel like
so
he got nominated.
I'm going to go 88%.
Oh, boy, this is going to separate someone here because I went just on the south side of rotten at 58.
I guess I split the difference. 79.
I'm going to go with 65.
I Am Sam is rotten at 35.
Oh my God.
Sorry, guys.
Wow.
And the audience 87.
The people God. Have it at 87. The critics didn't go for this. Wow. When do you ever see a movie sub 40 where the star was nominated for an Oscar?
Must be about Trump supporters. That's the only possible explanation.
Jesus Christ. What happened?
Wow. That's not those, good.
Are those, you wonder, are some of those newer reviews or do they think they were real time?
I think this was considered a very bad movie and in bad taste. Like, I think. The full retard joke from Tropic Thunder, I think, was rooted in reality. Like, right. Sean Penn was, I think, was looked at as a little bit, what's the word?
Too good?
Not in good taste.
But what about Leonardo DiCaprio and What's Eating Gilbert Grape? He was celebrated for that. He was incredible in it.
Maybe there was a thing of too much of this, like after Rain Man and Gilbert Grape and Radio, and it became
Radio.
It became a little bit of a like, all right, stop doing this.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, wow. That I personally think I just lost like 45 points.
Yeah,
I think we all
me too.
All right, well, let's get it back with another film about a father trying to raise his little girl. Only this time. It's to be a foul-mouthed, blade-wielding assassin. This comedic superhero film features a knockout performance by Chloe Grace Moretz as Hit Girl, who's dropping C-bombs at age 11 like no one's business. Of course, her dad is played by the incomparable Nicolas Cage. And the 2010 film is called Kick-Ass.
The aforementioned Kick-Ass. Huh? Released
you
the same weekend.
Gone to this.
Oh, yeah. TMZ, yeah. People liked this movie. They thought it was fun, right?
I loved it. Now take that for what it's worth. I love this movie.
Mm. Jeff Goldblum, did you see this movie?
Yes. Yes, I did. A very fine film. Not one a dinosaur, though.
So you did?
No dinosaurs.
Yes, you saw the movie.
Yes, I saw the film. I would love to see it. It sounds really good.
Well, so you didn't see it?
Yes. No, yes.
So you saw it?
Yes, I saw that it was a film. Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, so by the way, what happens when you're dating, you know, and and does no mean no, or does yes, 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 yes?
Yes, 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 yes means yes, 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 yes.
But what happens when the young lady says no?
Well, if a young lady says no, I say, yes. And then if she says, no, I can't, I go, I just do this. Yeah, I go, yes. And I sort of lean in like this.
So you say, you just keep saying yes until they say yes.
Until they leave. I just keep saying yes.
Oh, sometimes they leave.
Right, Gina, yes. Yes, yes, Gina, yes.
Look, I was very flattered, but I just didn't feel comfortable. I'm engaged.
Yes.
You got me again. I'm all tingly now.
All right, I've been mathematically eliminated from this game, but I think the critics liked Kick-Ass, and I don't know if they loved it, but I'm going to say 73.
I want a little higher. This is a great example of a movie who knows exactly what it is. 86.
73.
Wow.
I'm going 87. This wasn't to mess you up, Ryan. I thought of that before you said 86. Sorry, Brian.
I believe you.
Thank you.
Kick-Ass is certified fresh. That's 76%.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Oh, my God.
All right. And finally,
81 audience.
We pay tribute to one of the most successful film franchises of all time. Hardcore fans had to wait 16 long years to hear the names Skywalker and Vader again. But little did they know they'd actually be watching a 9-year-old being babysat by one of the most infamously obnoxious characters in cinema history, Jar Jar Binks. Jake Lloyd plays young Anakin Skywalker, opposite Ewan McGregor and Liam Neeson, in 1999's Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Most hype movie of all time.
Right.
And this was the one with what's her name, with Amidala.
Natalie Portman. Yeah. She was in all three of them, but this was, the first one.
Okay.
I don't like how they have, this is supposed to be a galaxy far, far away, and there's a famous person from Earth in it.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time to have no name actors.
Yeah, that's true. And then they always do this thing. I don't know what their choice is, but you know, the kid dresses like you get one of those pullovers from Tijuana. Like a belt around it. Like, I don't know if this takes place somewhere other than Earth and it's 10 million light years from now, would they wear essentially the same shit we wear?
He's the son of a slave.
Did not know this. All right. I did not know this. All I remember is me and Jimmy did a man show bit where we walked to the front of the line at DeGrom's Chinese Theater. And the nerds were camped out and they went fucking apeshit. Like they went ballistic because we just walked past everyone and just sat down the night before the movie came out. And those fucking idiots were camped out there for a week.
As though they were going to show the movie multiple times on multiple screens around the clock.
All right. This movie was punished by the critics. The only shot I got here is Dead Nuts On. I give it 27.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite that low. It's really sad what happened to Jake Lloyd, too. Like, he was bad, understandably. George Lucas wrote the movie, and it's atrocious. And so he kind of got drummed out of the industry. He basically left, and he's kind of bitter, and
who?
It's very sad. Yeah, the Jake Lloyd, the kid.
Oh, that's the kid?
The kid.
Yeah.
He retired from acting.
I don't think he ever acted again.
He retired because of bullying at school and harassment by the press, all in response to this role.
Wow.
And it wasn't him. I also remember hearing that the guy who voiced Jar Jar was very suicidal after this.
Good. Because, fuck that guy.
Because of the bullying.
I'm kidding.
It's so weird. Like that Jake, like the best day of his life was the day he got the nod to play this part. And it just fucking shows you how poetic and weird life is.
Yeah, now he's been arrested a bunch. And he's
really?
Tough life.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
I was kind of thinking, I don't know why I was having that thought, but if you hang around long enough, you'll see everyone go up and go down and whatever. I don't know why, but I was thinking of the guy from Borat. Remember his fat Armenian buddy or whoever that guy was?
Azamat.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, how fucking pumped up was that guy when that movie premiere came out, you know, 13 years ago or whatever it is now? Like, how excited was he during that
top
period?
Of the world. The only other thing I've seen him in is he was in maybe one, possibly two episodes of Cobra Kai on Netflix.
Oh, really? All right. Yeah. Still working.
Definitely one episode.
So anyway, my score for this is 57.
57. Wow.
I went on the other side, just barely fresh at 63.
I'm going to go with a 41.
41. Low. All right.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, is rotten at 52%.
Ooh. Wow. All right.
Silver bucket of popcorn.
This game.
I think Brian's got this one. I got out of the gate with such promise, too.
I'm terrible at this game. Truly terrible.
Kyle, I think you finished second.
Huh?
I think you finished second.
Yeah.
You
make it
really?
So bad.
I've only finished in last place.
Well, Kyle Dunnigan, you have made the podium this time around.
What?
Voice. Sorry.
At the expense of Adam Carolla.
Oh, with the 5-point deduction.
And is 108.
Wow.
Voice.
Kyle Dunnigan, a.k.a. Jeff Goldblum, coming in with an 82 for a solid third place.
All right.
But the win goes to Gina Grad for 69, even though Brian's 37 beat her.
Oh.
Sticking at it.
She gets a symbolic win for 69.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff Goldblum, you want to hang out for news?
Yes, you do. I'd say yes to that.
Yeah, I figured you'd say yes to that. Yeah. All right, here's something you guys should say yes to. Tommy John. Oh, man, we've had a tough enough year. Let's not have to deal with the gifts. Get everyone on your list. Tommy John men's and women's loungewear. Say bye to the old stained sweatpants. Tommy John's loungewear is luxurious, soft, and guaranteed to fit perfectly. Loungewear, pajamas, underwear come in limited edition sets. Perfect for gifting, but they sell out quick, so get on it. The loungewear is so soft. It's so comfortable, especially when it gets cold outside. You put that stuff on, walk around with your hot toddy, and enjoy the holidays. No risk, because Tommy John's got the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee it's Tommy John, right, Dawson?
Order now. Go to TommyJohn.com/Adam for $30 off site-wide and get last-minute holiday deals for a limited time only. Get $30 off for a limited time at TommyJohn.com/Adam. TommyJohn.com/Adam. See site for details.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Kyle Dunnigan in the news right after this. Let's talk about a Vermont vacation. Despite the ongoing concerns of COVID-19 and travel guidelines, you can still experience winter in Vermont. Oh, that sounds dreamy. The same great skiing and riding, winter biking, hiking, or just escaping the chaos to a wide open space and warm fire are still waiting. But like everything this year, there'll be just a few more precautions in place. Know before you go, research your trip, plan ahead, so there are no surprises. You can still enjoy everything about Vermont you've come to love or have always wanted to experience. A 7-day home quarantine and a negative COVID test, or 14-day home quarantine, are two ways to meet travel guidelines if you're driving. With reduced lift and lodge capacity, ski areas may require reservations, and you're likely to have to get ready at your car, so be sure to plan ahead. If you know you're going to need to get outside somewhere this winter, Vermont is possible and open, but you have to plan ahead. For the latest COVID-19 guidelines and ski area safety tips, visit VermontVacation.com.
Give you the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Though there is much still unclear about what's going on, congressional leaders said Sunday they have reached a deal on a nearly $900 billion COVID-19 relief package.
That includes billion with an M, people.
That's right. That includes individual checks, loans to small businesses, benefits to the unemployed struggling with the fallout of the pandemic. The measure it's likely to get signed by Trump would establish a temporary $300 per person, per week supplemental jobless benefit. That's less than the $600 provided under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Security Act in March. And $600 direct payments to most Americans. That's half of the $1,200 that was approved in the spring. There's a lot of other caveats, and still what it is unclear, but it has just been passed. So until the text of it is released, we really don't have the details, but that should be tomorrow.
Maybe I'm a little out of touch being a rich white guy and stuff, but when I hear him go like, every American's going to get $600, I think, really? How does that work? People have been out of work for nine months and we're going to get, first off, if this was 1951, every American getting $600 wouldn't really mean that much. It's 2021. It's insane. Yeah. Everyone's going to get $600. Relax. Like, how does that get anyone out of anything?
It doesn't. And they said they're going to extend the you can't kick somebody out, you know, the eviction ban for 1 month.
Oh, great.
So you get your $600. You get another 30 days of somewhere to live. And then you better figure something out quick.
Well, Jeff, this apartments.com has to be.
This has to be.
I mean, you can't evict.
Solid days.
You can't evict anyone.
Yeah, it's a real problem. We have a major homeless issue here as well.
Yes, we do.
If you are a homeless, go to apartments.com and get an apartment.
Yes. But the $600 isn't enough for the first and the last and the cleaning deposit.
That's not even a security deposit.
That's not even half a month's rent out here.
You know, I didn't think of this. Fair point. Maybe you could go with a friend.
Yeah, you need like 11 together. Friends.
Yes, get 11 friends. Yeah. Yes, and get an apartment at apartments.com. Yes.
Maybe we can talk to Trump about this. I feel like $600 doesn't cover one round of golf for you. Like you tip the caddy more than $600.
Kyle is trying to find Trump.
While he does that, there have been many stories. Oh, please, Mr. President.
Trump's here.
Hey, Trump. I'm glad you have your own theme song.
Yep. Whenever I go into the room.
It heralds.
Trump's here. What's the problem there, Adam?
$600 a person or $300, it just doesn't. These families.
Plenty. But for the poor people, okay?
Yeah, but they're struggling.
There's plenty of money, okay? They could pull it together, buy some noodles, okay? Boil some water. Okay, terrific.
No, it's not terrific. These people have been out of work for 9 months. You think $600 is going to fix it?
That'd be all right. Get a tent.
Okay. A tent?
Oh, you can buy a tent for $600. A nice one.
Yeah, a good tent's about $600.
You're a poor person. Look, get some clothes together. Get some wire hangers. Make a tent yourself. That's free. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You still have $600. Get a bowl. Yeah. Put some soup in there. You're all set.
So you're saying get soup in a bowl?
You're not getting any more than $600.
But what about these famous people have kids? What kind of answer is that?
I mean, they do.
They have kids.
This is my answer. Ask me again, Adam.
These people have children.
Yeah.
It's dismissive.
Let me Kaylee McEnany here for a second. I do believe that every person gets $600. So a family of four would get $2,400.
No.
No?
Get nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have read that wrong.
I heard everybody in the family was getting.
And it's going to be taxed.
Oh, you're going to tax the $600?
Yeah. It's really $200.
Wow. That's heartless. So it's cold. Cold.
Yeah. Trump check.
Trump Driven. Check.
Yeah, I'm going to put my name on it.
You're going to put like Ed McMahon.
Yes. So they know it's terrific. It's Trump Trump. It's terrific. Trump check. You're welcome.
I think it's whoever's leading the Fed, isn't it? I don't think the president with his name on it.
Nice. Thickness.
Oh. Mr. President, have you officially conceded
the election? What, Brian?
The election
is fake news. What'd you say, Adam?
Oh, yeah, Brian's really fake news.
It is.
I was asking fake a question.
News. That's fake news.
Fake question. Fake question.
Yeah, so are you going to concede or?
Yes or no?
Huh?
Have you conceded? Are you going to concede?
Yeah.
It's that dismissive tone.
What do you think of Hunter Biden?
I'm going to take away your $200. What's your last name, Brian?
Grad.
Goodbye.
Hey!
Let me write that down.
What do you think of this whole Hunter Biden situation?
Look, the guy's a criminal. Okay? His kid, disaster. Yeah. Totally scammer, stole money. He's in bed. He made love to Chi.
Oh, no.
He made love.
No, that's somebody else. That's Eric Swalwell.
Okay, same difference. These guys, they're all criminals, crooks. Mm. And they want to take over the whole planet. That's the plan.
So are you going to pardon your family on the way out? Are you going to pardon yourself?
Well, I've got to. Look, they're after me. So I've got to pardon my family. Mm. All innocent, of course, except Ivanka. Mm. Everyone else totally innocent.
Mm. What did Ivanka do? What?
You know, some stuff. She's got that jewelry line. You know, she's got those China kids making all her jewelry. A little problem there.
Okay. Oh, I always thought she was your favorite of all the kids.
No, she's the hottest. Big difference.
I don't want to mix those two things up.
Mm. Big difference.
Right.
There's a difference between being attracted to somebody and liking a child.
That's true. President Trump, there seems to be a lot going on with
Emperor.
Emperor Trump. I'm sorry. There seems to be a lot going on with this Russian hacking scandal. And that people are saying that the news is reporting that you're not going very hard on Putin for this.
No, Barry. That's not true. Very, very tough on Russia. Very tough. Toughest president ever on Russia. Oh. I'm just playing the quiet game, you know. Staying back.
The long con.
Strike. The Trump strikes.
You're buying your time for another 6 weeks?
Wait,
Biden, your time.
Biden.
Yeah, say Biden, your time.
Biden, your time. All right, what else we got, Gina?
Biden, my time.
All right, well, let's talk about this vaccine. So police, firefighters, teachers, and grocery workers will be among those next in line for the vaccine. That's according to the CDC. The committee voted 13-1 to recommend that phase 1B, because now we're completing phase 1A, include people 75 and older, frontline essential workers, that includes grocery store workers. Phase 1C will be people 65 to 74 and people 16 to 64 who have high risk medical conditions. So, Brian,
yeah, take that, all you cancer free assholes.
Are you going to qualify for that, Brian?
Fuck, you know what? Yeah. I knew I literally had it written down to ask my doctor and I fucking forgot. So
why wouldn't you? It's high risk medical conditions.
No, I most likely would be, but I want to ask him, like, because there's exceptions for people who are going through treatment at the time. Like someone who's on chemotherapy probably wouldn't be allowed to get the vaccine because they have by definition, they have a compromised immune system.
I talked to Dr. Drew today.
He's about me?
Nah, we usually limit it to me. Okay. But sometimes we talk about him, but it's mostly me. I left him a little daylight. He talked about himself for about 12 seconds, and I found out this, which is he's getting the vaccine tomorrow. Oh. And then it's funny. They never really – it's all the information out there, and then you find shit out all the time, which is Drew's getting the shot, and then you got to get the second shot in 3 weeks, right?
Right.
But he goes, but that's good. I'll be 70% protected before I get the third shot. And I'm like, you will? He's like, oh, yeah. You get the first shot. It gets you about 70% of the way there, and then the next one kind of brings it home. And I'm like, how come no? I never hear – the discussion is you get one, and then you wait 3 weeks, and you get the other. But no one talks about – anything, you know, the 70% part or how it works, or I have not heard any discussion about it except for Drew today.
Or at this point, do you wait it out for the other one? You know, there's a lot of variables which I don't know the answer to.
Well, I don't know, but Drew's getting his tomorrow, and evidently the first one gets you 70% of the way there. So whatever that is.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the Pfizer, Moderna, or BioNTech.
I don't know, because I'm not getting the shot, so we like to limit it to me. So that's I didn't discuss that with him.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow. You're not getting it tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah.
Speaking of that, I just saw the two headlines. They're looking at the allergic reactions that come along with the vaccine. But of course, there's three different vaccines we're talking about. But, you know, like I got the flu shot a couple weeks ago and I was down for like 2 days. I literally couldn't open my eyes, you know, so it's just your body is being tricked into thinking you have a disease. So hopefully it's just that kind of vibe, like your body is just reacting to a foreign injection. There's also another headline.
I haven't heard much about side effects. Everyone seems pretty good, right?
It's pretty minor.
Literally, as of today, actually, as of yesterday, there's starting to be headlines of like, so what are the reactions? So what are the side effects? Because we're we're still in phase 1A. We're just starting to understand that.
I think the flu, when you get the flu vaccine, they give you a little bit of the flu.
Right.
I mean, this is not that. This is something different. So you might not have that reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There was also a headline, and I did not read the story, but the breaking news headline alert I got was wealthy Americans paying $25,000 to skip the vaccine line. So some people can't get toward it fast enough. Some people can't get away from it fast enough. So we'll see what happens.
So wait a minute. Are they paying $25,000 to skip to the front of the vaccine line?
Yeah. To get the shot, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
So we'll see.
It's that's how this country was built. We need those smart, rich people. They're the earners. We need the earners. They got to be healthy.
I don't know if anyone had any plans to hop over across the pond to go to England anytime soon, but this is mostly for people in England who are thinking of leaving the country. Don't bother. Europe, lots of parts of Europe closing to travelers coming from Britain due to a new strain of coronavirus that's getting people over there. France said it would ban people from the next 48 hours. Germany, Italy, Netherlands ordered a suspension of flights from Britain. Ireland is imposing restrictions on flights and ferries. Belgium said it would close its borders to flights and trains. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday that the new strain had led to a spiraling infection increase. And there was also a separate story that two Italians just got back to Italy after visiting Britain, and they have this new strain. So just when you're about to stand up, the wave comes and crashes again.
Does the vaccine work on the new strain?
I think that's why they're freaking out. Because now it's a new strain. That's not what we prepared for.
Is it?
I don't think they should be canceling ferries. Is that what you said, Gina? That's terrible.
Yeah, they're canceling ferries, yeah.
Oh, Sly.
They're banning them.
That's not right to do. That's like the 50s.
They're talking about the kind of boats that carry cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want to call them, I'm just saying you shouldn't do that to people. Everyone's equal in Stallone's eye.
Well, they're not allowed to go to Ireland.
That's terrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should protest.
Do you know where Ireland is?
Ireland. Let me see here. Let me do some math real quick. All right. I got the potatoes there. So I'm going to say Ireland would be, I think that would be north of here for sure, is where you cook potatoes.
Secondly, true.
I'm going to say that's right by Alaska.
No. Right? No, I don't think so.
But it's near Alaska.
Well, let's give Mr. Stallone his credit where credit is due. People in Newfoundland kind of have Irish accents because when you're, you know, they end up getting kind of close together. So
that's what I thought we were talking about.
Yeah, that's my favorite dog. You like those Newfoundland dogs?
Yeah, it's a wonderful dog.
Oh, they're so big.
Big and shaggy.
Huh?
But if you die in your house, a Newfoundland dog will just start to eat your face. That is a fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they will be your best friend until you are dead. And then when they get hungry, they will eat your face. That is a fact.
As long as I'm gone, let them nosh out.
All right.
What else we got, Gina?
Well, let's do one more of this crazy COVID story. So a California judge has ruled that strip clubs are exempt from the state's most recent coronavirus restrictions.
All
That's according to Hill.com. A Superior Court judge issued a preliminary injunction on the restrictions in San Diego County after two strip clubs, Pacers International Showgirls and Cheetah's Gentlemen's Club, sued over the restrictions, saying, we're following protocol. Why us? So they get to stay in the game a little longer.
I think I was talking to Garagos about this, but he's like, what kind of goofy name is Pacers for a strip club? And I was like, Mark, once they came out with Spearmint Rhino, there is no more questioning rough. Other crazy names or goofy or nonsensical names for strip clubs. As long as there is such a thing as a Spearmint Rhino strip club, we cannot even venture guesses right. about other names for strip clubs.
Maybe the owners from Indiana. Is that something?
I'm like old school. I'm like Bob's Classy Lady. There's a guy named Bob. Yep. He opened a shop for naked ladies, and he only hires the classiest.
There you go. It's right in the name.
Yes.
Now we know.
What year did classy become derogatory? Like when did classy turn? You know what I mean? Like when? Yeah. Like we used to use like I don't know. Like obviously queer went from weird to gay at some point. Like at some point words turn. When did classy? Right. Yeah. When did you describing a woman as classy become a demerit?
If Sinatra did it in 1948, you're like, oh, she's great. She's an upstanding citizen.
Right.
She's got class.
And I think it carried through to the 70s. Like, I feel like there was some of that.
Strip clubs saying, we got classy ladies here.
That ruined it.
That could be it. Exactly. I know 15 years ago when I was working, when I was selling suits on Rodeo Drive, and someone would look in the mirror and go, this is classy, right? We would start laughing.
Classy joint,
right?
Yeah. So I know that it hasn't been popular for a while.
Okay,
it's been a while.
Yeah, classy and introducing people to your lady friend.
Don't do that.
But it was a simpler time. You could smoke everywhere. You know, if you got pulled over for drunk driving, you just slip $100 with your license to the guy in the turnpike, and he escorted you home. It was a simpler time.
Yeah. I'm wondering if either Vice President Pence or President Trump are available for this story, because we're going to have a lot of follow-up questions. So I'll get it started, but I'm sure we're going to want to go straight to the source for some of this. So the U.S. Space Force has announced that its troops will now be known as Guardians. Oh, thank you, Vice President Pence. Yeah, we're so happy to have you.
Space Force.
According to The Independent, the name was instantly mocked as a play on Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy movie, but officials at the newest armed service say the name has historical roots. So, Vice President, if I might quote you, you said that Guardians is a name with a long history in space operations, tracing back to the original command motto of the Air Force Space Command in 1983, Guardians of the High Frontier. Now the Guardians will serve alongside soldiers, airmen, sailors, Marines. The number is expected to grow to around 6,400 Guardians as Army and Navy personnel transfer over to the Guardians. And the other thing that people are drawing a comparison to online is the Space Force logo and the Star Trek logo. I have that for you so you can see the similarities.
Oh, whoa.
Pretty similar.
That's a lawsuit, man.
Yeah.
First of all, the Guardians are going to serve alongside stormtroopers in space.
Yeah, but that also connotates a thing that's a thing. You know what I mean?
Well, listen to the rest of the crew. On the ground, we will have Ewoks.
Ewoks.
Surveying the sky of Space Force.
Okay.
I think you're doing a little cross-pollinization here with Star Wars.
Movie buff.
This is before Star Wars, my friend. Well before. This goes back to the canon of the United States of America. Well, the greatest state in the world.
The greatest state. Okay. It also sounds like you're ripping off Gene Roddenberry maybe a little bit. The Star Trek logo and the Space Force logo are almost identical. Could you speak to that?
That is absolutely false. The Star Trek logo was created way after the Space Force logo. When I was a child, I drew the Space Force logo.
Yes. You're saying you invented that?
Yes, my friend Spock and I drew up that logo.
Wait
Spock,
a minute.
Mr. Spock from Star Trek?
This all sounds very familiar.
No, this is all from the mind of Pence. The wonderful creative mind of Pence.
So you're saying that this is all your idea, the logo's your idea, and even though some of these names sound familiar, like, I don't know, Ewoks and Spock and things like
that. Stormtroopers.
And stormtroopers. It has nothing.
Taser guns.
What guns?
They're going to have phaser guns.
Well, phaser, yeah, set phasers to stun.
Oh. And coconut phones.
Okay.
Wait, that's, that's Gilligan's Island, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's going to have a coconut phone in space.
Maybe the joke's on us, though, because if this plays well amongst, you know, 16 and 17-year-olds, that's the ones they're trying to recruit, right, Mr. Yeah. Pence, I would assume?
That's right. Everyone gets a lightsaber when they join Space Force.
I got to tell you, I was about the... I was about the age when I was thinking about joining up with doing something in my life. And then the Army ran that stupid commercial where they go, we get more done before 6 a.m. than most people do all day. And I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm fucking out. You do not entice me. You would not entice any 17 and a half year old boy to get more done before 6 a.m. I didn't even beat off before 6 a.m. back then. I was so committed to my sleep.
It was back then.
Yeah, it was like, we get more done. I don't know if it's 8 a.m. We get more done by there. And the guy, like, drinking coffee out of a tin cup. Like, good morning, First Sergeant. Like, they were, like, loading up trucks and parachutes. I was looking at that at 18 going, fuck that. I'm interested. I want to sleep in.
We get up at noon and play video games.
Yes, that's enticing. Men. Yeah, what? That commercial, probably from the 80s, I'm guessing, the Army commercial.
It predated my time, yeah, because mine was Be All You Can Be. That was the big push.
Right. That may have got me. They do more before, I don't know, 9 a.m.? The point is they were up early working their ass off in the dark, and I was like, fuck that. I'm sleeping in, man. I'm a winner. I'm sleeping. All right, let's do one more, Gina Grand.
All right. Well, while he looks for that, some video has gone viral after DK Metcalf from the Seattle Seahawks wide receiver was slapped with a $6,131 fine for unsportsmanlike conduct after celebrating a touchdown during their blowout win over the New York Jets last week. I don't know if you guys saw this, but we have it. After catching a short pass from Russell Wilson to score a touchdown early in the second quarter, he jumps over the fence into a crowdless stand and takes control of the TV camera to record his team's celebration. We're looking at the clip right now.
That's good, clean fun.
Yeah.
And okay, some might call it showboating and some might say it's unsportsmanlike. However,
every touchdown dance is showboating.
Well, it commandeering the camera, that's but true. He wasn't the first to do it. Everybody on social media was quick to point out this clip. This was from 2018. Chiefs Tyreek Hill did the exact same thing in a full crowd of people and did not get fined.
Yeah, it's hard to find. You know, it's like it's up to everyone's discretion. But yeah, I saw it in real life, and who cares? And Metcalf is such a specimen, but he dyes his hair weird colors and he's got the nose piercings and it drives me nuts. Guys with nose piercings, they drive me insane.
Are you allowed to have a nose piercing on?
You should be able. You should earn it when you're as good as DK Metcalf. If you're as good as DK Metcalf, you can do the nose piercing.
I can't believe face jewelry is allowed in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Zeke wears it for the Cowboys. Yeah. He has like multi nose piercings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of.
It's at your own risk, too, because remember when Polamalu had the hair? Like, you could get tackled by the hair. That's part of the uniform.
Yeah. It's weird that their rules, like, they don't have rules about guys. Like, there's some guys that have, like, big gold chains with, like, a crucifix or their initials or some shit, and it's just under their shoulder pads. And when they bust a runoff, it'll pop out and start swinging around. Like, you see it in baseball all the time. I don't know. I'm not uptight, but I don't know. Maybe there should be a rule where you can't go out with, like, you couldn't go out wearing a Super Bowl ring, although that would be a fucking powerhouse move.
That's badass.
That's like, a flex.
If I was Tom Brady, I'd just put them all on my left hand and just come out there every time. And it just freaked the defense out. You know what I mean? Like when you're doing the audibilizing and you're doing Omaha, Omaha, I'd put my hand up and I'd blind the DBs with it.
That's right.
Just to shine it on them. And they'd all fucking, they'd be deer in the headlights. They'd go, fuck, that guy's got 5'6". He's got six. And then I'd be like, huh? And they would all second guess themselves. Because they'd be like, we're in cover two, we're in zone. But I just saw this guy's 5 Super Bowl rings winking at me. And now I'm going to rethink my coverage, and they'd be all fucked up.
Hey, Tom, where's the sixth ring? Why do you think it is?
That's right. It's on Giselle's clit. Always a gentleman.
That's right.
Oh, we got the Army commercial. Will you do more? Yeah. Got to picture me being 18 and watching this going, nah, I don't think so. Good morning, First Sergeant.
You're reaching deep inside
you.
Sweet
80s.
Go! Things you've never known. It's been tough.
Parachuting.
Rough going, but you haven't gone alone.
We do more before 9 a.m. than most people do
I'm
all
out.
Day.
I'm tired now.
Oh, this was the
Hey, First Sergeant.
No shit.
Good morning.
You can do it in the Army.
I do miss all those commercials. Like, they do them for coffee commercials. They got the same guy. Like, you wake up in the morning. You need that helping hand. You do so much for others. It's like a montage of the guy like saying hi to the mailman and like helping the kid into the van. Yeah. It's like
the dog
you never, and, yeah. So it's like you never compromise. The word is always yes. You do so much for friends and family. Now it's always about you earning your time. Now it's your time to have a beer.
Yeah.
It's your time to have a cup of coffee because of how much you do. Let me hear that guy again. That guy worked nonstop in the 80s because it was always like, you do. They did a woman version of it. If you never stop. It was
the predecessor to Real Men of Genius.
Yeah, and it was never like, you never stop watching TV, you fat, lazy bitch. It was always real positive, you know? Sorry, let me hear.
You're reaching deep inside you.
Go!
The things you've never known. It's been tough, rough going, but you haven't gone alone.
All right. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. Every commercial was that guy singing about something. Mm-hmm.
Reaching deep inside.
And you're right, like making you feel indignant. Like, yeah, I do two much for others.
I deserve that cup of coffee.
You do so much for others. Now it's time for a little.
Yeah.
Now it's time you take some time for yourself.
Helgon, take me away.
Right. And then the fakest move in any TV commercial, which is drinking the coffee with two hands.
Oh, yes.
I've never enjoyed coffee that much.
Because you're savoring
much.
It. You're savoring
it. Yeah, it's like it's just two hands. They're on the lake. You see there's a little mist on the pond.
Because now you're dealing with four senses. You see it, you smell it, you touch it, you taste it. Now you're involving everything.
And she's such a good woman that her time can't be midday. It has to be before everyone wakes up.
Yeah.
So your time is from like 5:15 to 6:25 because at a certain point your husband and the kids, and then you got to go in the kitchen. You got to make them all. You got to take care of them.
Yeah,
but this is your time. But I would argue your time should be sleeping. You know what I mean? Like we could all get up at 4 this morning and have our own time. Be fucking miserable.
Yep.
But we'd be left alone. No one would be nagging you.
Yeah.
They'd all be asleep. I got to take a nap. You're reaching deep inside for parts you'll never know. You do so much for others. It's time you let it show. The montage is great. The montage. There's not enough montages, right? Is there? Movies all used to have a montage, right? They have to fix up.
Now they're done ironically.
Right. Yeah. There's no serious montage where they have to fix up a fraternity or do any good montage activity.
You've got to put one foot in front of the other, put the other foot down. That's from Revenge of the Nerds.
That's right. All right. We have the songs by Jake Holmes.
Oh.
Did he work in other? Did he do like Sanka
commercials?
Yeah,
he wrote Dazed and Confused. Some of the jingles he did. He did I Am... I'm a Pepper for Dr. Pepper.
Oh, he wrote that.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
A big one.
He wrote Dazed and Confused?
The song Dazed and Confused, which was later reworked by Led Zeppelin.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Guys got range.
Dazed and Confused is his song and the he sung the Army theme?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a singer. He's noted as a singer, songwriter, and a jingle writer, so... Yeah, who began a recording career in the 60s. So he's really known for Dazed and Confused and the Be All You Can Be song.
That covers it.
Well, everyone lands somewhere in between that guy and those two songs. I mean, you just don't get more. It's weird. Isn't it weird? All you have to do is scratch somebody's lottery ticket with just one little dime and a bunch of interesting shit pops up.
Yep.
Speaking of jingles and coffee commercials in the morning, one of Christie's first clients was, I believe, Folgers. I think she worked on those ads. We've got to get her on some night to talk about like the psychology of the two hands. You know, this is my time. That was like her. That was like her first like big client.
You're reaching deep inside you. You're getting up at four. You're drinking a coffee with two hands. You stinking little whore. Sorry.
I have to rework that. We'll workshop it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll workshop it. Yeah, maybe I'll make it 5 o'clock and do something that rhymes with five.
That'd be better. No jive.
Yeah, no jive. Keeping that family alive. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, last but not least, Simply Safe. Everyone wants to keep their home and family safe from break-ins, fire, flood, or medical emergencies. Simply Safe Home Security, award-winning 24/7 protection. Not only an arsenal of cameras and sensors, you get the best professional monitors in the business. They got your back day or night, ready to send police, fire, EMTs. We use these guys here. We've always used Simply Safe. You go online, you order what you need. They'll send you all the sensors and peel and stick up and installed in half an hour, 30 minutes or less. Simply Safe's professional monitoring as well, 24/7, ready to send help at a moment's notice when they hear the alarm. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, no installation costs. And right now, our listeners get a free home security camera with the purchase of Simply Safe. Simply Safe, two Y's in there, simplysafe.com/am. You get a 60-day risk-free trial. Protect yourself and your family with Simply Safe. All right, Naples, Florida, off the hook. That's a comedy club over there, January 16th, 17th. We're going to do live podcasts there, and I'm going to do stand-up there as well. And Burbank, going to do a show at the Pickwick Bowl out there, January 23rd. It's a drive-in show. So go to AdamCarolla.com for all you need. Kyle Dunnigan. Kyle, you can check him out on his YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Kyle Dunnigan and Instagram as well at KyleDunnigan1 and shoot him a tweet at Kyle Dunnigan as well and KyleDunniganComedy.com for all you need to know about Kyle Dunnigan. Kyle, thank you so much. Always
fun.
Thank
you.
We love it.
Always fun.
So, till next time, Aaron Crowe, Gina Grad, Bob Bryan, and Kyle Dunnigan say it. Mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And grab Adam's new book, Got Me Your Emotional Support Animal. Get all the links and everything else at AdamCarolla.com.
Well, do you rent your home? Do you own your home? Well, I bet you do one of those things. That's where Geico comes in. Yeah, owning a home can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. It's Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Save money. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. See just how much you could save today at Geico. That's geico.com. Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV and drop into that world for free, baby. That is free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows free. Yes, free. No subscription, no fees. 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV, and start streaming it now. So you want to watch TV, you want to watch all your favorite shows, you want to cut that cable, you don't want to spend all that money. Well, how about you spend zero money with Pluto TV? Pluto TV, drop in, watch for free.